finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul, you know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and you got to resign, you do what you can to do it, and then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Good stuff for you on this Football Wednesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Alex Mack is going to join us by phone from Southern California, his off-season home. He's going to tell us about that NFL USO tour that he was part of with several other current and former players early last month to Afghanistan, visiting troops in Afghanistan. Great trip that he made. So we want to hear all about it now that he's back, and also about his off-season, about getting ready for what begins in earnest, the off-season preparation on Monday. Monday, this will begin to be a more hopping place here in Berea, with players in town starting their work in earnest as they prepare for training camp and ultimately for the 2012 season. So it'll be nice to hear what Alex Mack has to say about that. We're also going to hear from Scott Petrick, our buddy from the Elyria paper. He's the Chronicle and Telegram there. He is going to break down the draft, give his perspective, and yours truly, the two of us, are just going to give kind of, for Scott's sake, because he comes on the show periodically, what his thoughts are as we lead up to the draft and kind of whatever take he has, because then we'll bring him back after the draft and see how it all unfolds. But he's got some definite thoughts and ideas, as many of us do, about what this Browns team should do. Season ticket holders submit their questions, and a few times each week we respond to those questions. Got a whole bunch of them to address, so we'll devote a whole segment to that. And right off the bat, we answer questions that are delivered to us via the Browns social media, official Facebook and Twitter pages, and also those that you call in to our voicemail line, our comment and question line. It's 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally 440-824-6138. And you're passionate on these calls, and let's give a listen to the one we got today.
Hello, Vic. This is Thaddeus from Youngstown. I'm calling, and I have a comment. Please, 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 Heckert and Holmgren, do not trade any picks, and just get the best player available. We need the same things every year. We don't get them. We draft the wrong ones, Hardesty, Taylor, Little, when we could have had Julio Jones, Ben Tate. The only one we got drafted right was Sheard, and he was projected to go where he got drafted. Everyone else was a wash. We are still 30th against the run. Taylor. The football gods designed the draft for the lower teams to get better. Fourth pick. We, management, always want to prove how much smarter we are than everyone else. And we go for the last 3 years, 5-11, 5-11, 4-12. Folks are dying every day. Their obituaries read, avid Cleveland Browns fans, and no Super Bowl. This is ridiculous. So please, Mr. Carucci, help us. Our plea to H&H. If we had drafted Jones, we wouldn't be debating if McCoy is the future or not. Thank you.
Thank you, Thaddeus. And again, love the passion, and he brings it strong with that one. Well, I'm gonna take exception with the idea that the run defense. I mean, there's no arguing where that ranked, but I'm not sure you're dismissing Phil Taylor as a poor pick. And I'm not going to agree with that whatsoever. I think he can be really, going forward, an exceptional player who, for this team, was able to start, incredibly start, you know, be credible as a starter is what I mean, next to Ataba Rubin. And I think, for the most part, show that he was a pretty solid guy. Jabal Sheard was the better of the two rookies, or the more productive of the two rookies, but I would argue that Sheard probably doesn't do a lot of the things that he got to do as a pass rusher if Phil Taylor, in concert with Rubin, didn't do what they did in the middle. And overall, I mean, I don't think there's an argument against how well this team has drafted the last couple of years in building the defense. You, again, don't like the movement, and you think trading, you know, the moving down, or, quote, to overthink it, show how smart they are, all that type of stuff bothers you. But I think that maneuvering, when you still have a lot of holes to fill and you inherit the kind of team that this group did get, requires you to, I believe, utilize as many picks as possible, gain what you can gain in the way of picks, but then execute them well, not just picks, not just collect picks, but use them in a good way. So I hear you there, and your point to the heart of those who, you know, who want to see something before they die from this football team of success. And I've had that very, you know, I've heard that from elderly people, and I've heard it from younger people, and that's what it scares me when younger people say it, because I said, you're too young to be saying that kind of stuff, as long as you're healthy and telling me that. Anyway, all right, good stuff there, and let's throw this one out also, because it ties into your point. Bo, hi, Vic. I've heard a lot of talk about trading down from our number 4 pick, but is there any chance we could actually move up from our 22nd pick in a combo of later round picks? I like that scenario, Bo. I think moving up for 22 to, say, the middle of the round could put this team in position to do something good with a skilled player. I mean, if 22 is too low to hit that receiver, if you don't take him at 4, and if Trent Richardson is the guy at 4, say, or if Morris Claiborne, the corner, is the guy at 4, which I know will make some people cringe because they want offensive guys, but if he's the best guy on your board, and we're going to get into this a little later in the show with Scott Petrick, I think you do that. I think you make that choice, and then you can get your skill guy at say, the middle of the round with a trade-up, and then have additional picks to address receiver again, if you like. Certainly offensive line somewhere in that area to get that right tackle that this team absolutely needs. Okay, in a couple of minutes, a discussion with Alex Mack, center for this Browns team here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game. Hey, Browns fans. Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Attention residents of this neighborhood. My name is Dave, and I'm opening a new sporting goods store right down the street. So listen, if you're into sporting goods, stop in and buy some of my competitively priced gear. You won't regret it.
There's an easier, more effective way to find the customers that matter most. With Every Door direct mail from the Postal Service, you can reach every home, every address, every time. Visit USPS.com/mail to learn more.
Oh, one more thing since I'm here. Has anyone seen my cat?
The new computer lab sure is popular, Shelley.
Oh, I've heard. And I'm setting up 4 more stations next week. When it comes to passions, Shelley tops the list. She heads the IT department for our local school system. Not long ago, she came to me and my team at Time Warner Cable Business Class with an idea. Let students take classes from any of the district's 10 schools without leaving their own classrooms. After all, the more resources the kids have, the more they'll learn. When I met with Shelley, we came up with a way to connect all the schools with an Ethernet solution. Now she can stream high-def video between stations. Who knows what Shelley will think of next? Helping students learn is Shelley's business. I'm proud she's made it my business, too.
To learn more, call 866-TWC4BIZ or visit TWCBC.com. Time Warner Cable Business Class. You first, the technology follows.
Products and services not available in all areas. Some restrictions apply.
Little, Jay Giles here to bring us back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you till the top of the hour. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And we're very happy right now to have with us on the line from Southern California, Alex Mack. Alex, how you doing?
I'm doing real good. It's actually raining today, so I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, all right. Well, we're sorry about that. It's a little, the weather's a little chillier here, as you'll find when you head east. But next week, and we'll get into that. But the first thing we want to talk about with you is you were part of the NFL USO tour to Afghanistan and Kyrgyzstan, and wanted to. This, of course, taking place last month. Wanted to hear all about that and what that experience was like for you.
It was incredible. All of us who went had a great time. It was really fun for us. They showed us a great time. And then the soldiers really liked it. I mean, we got a lot of appreciation for coming out and, talking to people. Because what we did, we flew into Kyrgyzstan, and Kyrgyzstan was in Afghanistan. And then had time to go to different FOBs, like forward operating bases.
Okay.
And just visit troops and say hi and, hey, thank you. And all this time, they're showing us all the cool things they do. And we just get to say thank you. And they just get to meet football players because they love football out there. I think everyone loves football around here. But it was really fun because they were just so appreciative. Oh, and we never get anyone come out. And so it was a great opportunity to go to these bases that normally don't get any visitors.
Oh, no.
So we were a little vacation for them.
That had to be, as you say, that had to just warm your heart to see their appreciation. How many, and by the way, you were on this trip to let people know with the Panthers punter Jason Baker, former NFL linebacker Dahani Jones, Chargers linebacker Takeo Spikes, and then Eric Winston was also part of this as well. How many Browns fans did you actually run into along the way?
Just about every FOB had in every different organization around the FOB had a Browns fan. So when we were at one base, the communications tent had one guy. You know, the armorer had one guy. You know, it was really a lot of Browns fans. In one FOB, there was the whole Ohio National Guard. Oh. And there's 20 of them. Incredible.
Oh, yeah, they had to love them. We know, by the way, you were keeping a diary of this trip and keeping our fans updated and us updated on ClevelandBrowns.com, which was also very cool, and I know you did that working with the NFL as well. So, Alex, the other thing is you said the folks out there, the troops, showing you kind of the things they did on a day-to-day basis. What would be your biggest takeaway? I'm sure part of it is putting themselves in harm's way, the danger aspect of being in such places, but also, what was your appreciation for the kind of work they did?
There was just so much stuff that needed to be done, and the biggest challenge for them was to really work with the Afghan nationals and teach them how to run their own country, because that was the biggest challenge for them. That was the hardest job they had, and they did a really good job of undertaking that and really having to work. I mean, because they could do the job easily themselves. We just do this and it's done. But they had really to try and get the Afghan nationals to really step up and create and run their own system. And that was a lot of frustration, and that was also a lot of reward for the soldiers. That it was a tough job, and they just keep going at it.
Now, in terms of how things were set up for you guys, what were the quarters like? What were the kind of the conditions like for you to sleep and eat and, you know, do all the things? I mean, were you basically assuming the same, I know you guys were VIP guests, but I mean, how does it work with the military in that regard?
We got lucky because the bases we actually slept at had beds and roofs on them. we didn't have to sleep in tents.
Okay.
But a lot of the FOBs we went to, people had to sleep in tents, and that was kind of where they lived. But, I mean, they were pretty rough living conditions, and the food was what they ate. And we were lucky to be in the western half of Afghanistan, because on the eastern part, there were some food shortages and some troubles there. They had to eat MREs. So we had a fresh cooked meal on our side. And, it's not easy living.
No,
you know,
no,
hot shower is a big deal to some people.
Sure, I've tried the MRE, and yeah, you've got to really kind of condition yourself to deal with that. That's just a greater appreciation for what our troops deal with to keep us safe, to let us do stuff like this radio show, and all the great things that we can do back here. All right, well, and we're visiting with Alex Mack. He's a center, of course, for the Browns, and we're on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Alex, come Monday is the start of for the entire league. The off-season conditioning program begins. You and teammates will be arriving in Berea. Give me a sense of what your mindset is about that, and what I know you've traveled a lot. We've talked with you a couple times on the show, and you've been doing a lot of traveling. But along the way, what sort of work have you already done leading up to this from a conditioning standpoint?
For the past month and a half, all of us have been kind of working out, getting back in shape, ready for the off-season program. So I've been working out. I'll work out later today, and just trying to get in shape and get ready for the season. You know, we have OTAs coming up and then mini camps, and those are important. You know, we didn't have them last year, so this year we get to go out there and try to really organize some plays, learn some new things, work on little stuff, and really try to get ready for the season. And so I'm excited to see the whole team. I think draft coming up, that's going to be interesting to see. And then, be out in Ohio and get ready for the next season.
And, you know, when you think about it, and I know it's really only the start, if you will, the off season. It's April. The actual start of the regular season is a long way away, and all that. But generally, your mindset is it important? How important is it to do any sort of tone setting once everybody gets together here and Coach Shermer has the entire team together? I mean, are you looking for certain things? You're coming off as a team this 4-12 season. You're so focused, not only as players, but I mean, there's an entire organization to get this thing turned around and improved significantly, dramatically over last year. That's really been the theme since 2011 season ended. Can a significant amount of that actually happen here, tone setting wise?
I think so. Yeah, I think that we can come out and, as offense, really learn the plays, run smoothly, and, you know, practice our offense. And we can install a lot. And so when we come in to camp in August, everything's kind of fresh. We know how we want to run, you know, and you can work on the stuff you need to work on. You know, just because there's no pads on doesn't mean you can't, like, work on your protection and still blitz people. I mean, there's a lot of work that's still get done, and I think we should practice that.
And do you suspect, too, that just having a full year under the belt of some younger, another year, I should say, of younger players like Sean Laval at one of the guard spots, and then, of course, Jason Pinkston, who started as a rookie his entire year. Having that, do you expect kind of a noticeable difference when you line up next to those guys and the line as a whole in some of these workouts? And I know it's not contact or anything, but when you're together, will there be that sense of just the experience that they've gained?
I think absolutely for an offensive lineman, working with your teammates is a big deal. You know, because there's a lot of teamwork that's involved in the offensive line. And so having more time together, really working together on that stuff and just repping through plays and scenarios can only help us.
And are you anxious to sort of hear what Brad Childress talks to you guys about as an offensive coordinator, even though the offense itself isn't going to change or have a real probably noticeable difference because Childress is brought in essentially as a guy, an extension of what Pat Shurmur is all about. They're of one mindset, having worked together in Philly and all that. But are you interested to see what sort of maybe tweaks and influences Coach Childress has?
Yeah, when I was last in Cleveland, I was able to sit down just to have a casual chat with him. And I was excited for what he brings to the table, and it's going to be interesting to see just a little peek of that in the off-season program.
And how focused, Alex, are you, or how much attention will you be paying to what is going to be coming up in a matter of just a couple of weeks now, the draft? And a lot of talk that with the Browns having 13 picks overall going into this thing, three picks in the first 37, that there is going to be focus on enhancing or helping the offense. From your standpoint, how much attention do you pay to that?
I think it's really important. I'm excited to see what happens. As to how much attention I pay, it's pretty minimal. I have very little control over it. I don't know what's going to happen. So really, I'm just going to let it happen. So I'm excited to see what happens, but I haven't really kept up on it too much.
As a player, and again, yeah, you're not necessarily analyzing all these folks, but as a player, do you sense that this will be very important to this team to get that additional help that you need?
Absolutely. I mean, I think drafting good players is crucial for a good team. So I think if we get some good picks and they end up being good people, I think that's really going to help our team.
Good stuff. Alex, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, and we look forward to seeing you on Monday.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. He is Alex Mack, Brown Center, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, Rome.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Hi gang, Riz here for Window Nation. Just imagine how hot this summer's gonna be if winter was warm. You need new windows. Don't be heating and cooling the outside. That's right, new windows from Window Nation. If your house was built before 95 and you still have your original windows, you're losing money. Call now and save $175 per window, any style, any size, any color. Call today and find out how to get a house of windows from $2 a day. Folks, that is just $60 a month. And if you buy 10 or more windows, you'll get an additional 5% off. That offer ends April 30th. Call them today, 216-464-4141. Cleveland's premier company for windows, Window Nation, 216-464-4141. Or go online, windownation.com. Save $175 per window, any style, any size, any color. And how about windows for $60 a month? 216-464-4141, Window Nation.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Imagine shopping at your corner store and still being able to see and speak with a delivery man through your cell phone, accept a package, and have him leave in your garage, which you can open remotely. Well, now you can with an Alarm Force video relay. Get a video relay and Alarm Force home alarm together for only $199 and just $35 per month.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
The fun is back and your Akron Arrows kick off the season this Thursday night. Enjoy cold, refreshing beverages for only $1 as Thirst Quenching Thursday returns. Sponsored by the Ohio Lottery. Plus, they'll be giving away some great prizes, including luxury suites and your chance to throw out a first pitch. After the game, enjoy the Time Warner Cable Fireworks Extravaganza. Advanced tickets start at just $5. So log on to AkronArrows.com or call 330-253-5153 to get your tickets today. Opening night with the Akron Arrows this Thursday.
Every so often, the stars are in perfect alignment, and during the Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, now is that perfect moment. For a limited time, get 0.9% APR on the certified pre-owned Lincoln of your choice, which comes with the confidence of our 6-year, 100,000-mile comprehensive warranty. The Lincoln Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event, exclusively at your Lincoln dealer. APR varies by term. Not all buyers will qualify for Lincoln Automotive Financial Services limited term financing. Take delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/12. See dealer for qualifications, limited warranty, and complete details.
Vic Carucci back with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. The Cleveland Browns Future Stars Camp, presented by Medical Mutual, will help kids ages 5 to 7 learn the football basics. The 2012 camp will take place in conjunction with the Browns Draft Day Party at Cleveland Browns Stadium on Thursday, April 26th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. To register your child, call 877-6-BROWNS or visit clevelandbrowns.com today. In this segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford. This is a segment where we answer questions from season ticket holders, from account holders who submit questions to our ticket office, and they in turn gather them and send them to me. And we get a lot. We get a lot of questions, even before we started answering these on the air. We were receiving these questions, which is part of the process. I mean, people want to know, and a lot about this football team, good, bad, or indifferent, but I guess it's never indifferent, usually good or bad, and a lot of the questions have been pointed because of frustrated season ticket holders. So I've been getting them and now have a chance to answer them, and we let these folks know, by the way, after the show. We hope you're listening as we're doing it, but we make sure you know after the fact. Our great folks at the season ticket office, Lauren Voorhees and company, will tell you after the fact that your question was answered on air. Robert, he's from Glendale, Arizona, season ticket holder since 1999. Glendale, which is the home of the stadium where the Arizona Cardinals play. Was it Phoenix, University of Phoenix Stadium? Anyway, Robert says, it is just very frustrating watching the offseason moves. We need a young, experienced, not an injured right tackle, and not a rookie or older guy like Tony Pachos. We need someone that can come in and play the position at a high level. Plenty of guys in free agency could fit the bill, and we are not taking action. We need a number one wide receiver, not a rookie that needs time to develop, but a legitimate, productive wide receiver. These are the two most glaring needs. This is Robert continuing on this team, and nothing is being done. We can't believe that a rookie will come in and perform at a high level. Well, all right, now it's me. I'm going to answer your question, Robert. You're clearly saying that, I want to get your finishing thought. He says, I just get the feeling that the leadership in this organization, again from Robert, is seeing this as another developmental year instead of year of progress and wins. I feel this is going to be another year of excuses. Okay, Robert, here's the deal. I don't think, by definition, drafting players, bringing in rookies to play, means you are not trying to improve, means that you're taking what you call a developmental route. Of course, rookies, young players, do need to develop, but I don't assume, especially premium picks, are washed out or just, don't factor into your building of a football team. They factor quite a bit throughout the league. In fact, 2011 was like a record year for rookies starting and playing in various positions in the NFL. A lot of rookies play. The structure of the league business-wise, the salary cap and so forth, puts you, and I'm talking, you know, in general over the years, not just last year, because last year there wasn't a cap because of the lockout, the absence of a CBA. But cap's in place this year. Cap's been in place before last year. And the way teams do their business, all teams, not just the Browns, is in thinking with making younger players be immediately productive. You don't figure on having several years, two or three or five, to develop them. That's kind of the old standard of thinking, and I've been around this game long enough to remember when that was kind of the way you looked at things and looked at rookies, and George Allen was coaching in this league and felt the best rookie was no rookie. I mean, he hated rookies. He would trade away picks to have veteran players. Well, today, you need to play your rookies, and this team has started rookies and had good production from rookies, and I just don't assume that the premium picks that this team has, three of the first 37, that you won't find usable, impactful players this year. I just don't buy that you got to say that this is a wash, that you won't get anything out of these guys who are drafted this year, or that it's a developmental approach, an approach of not wanting to win. I'm just not with you on that. Russ from Springfield, Ohio, season ticket holder since 99. Everyone is so up in arms about missing out on RG3, but I think we'll be just fine with Colt if we get him some help. I was glad to see someone else agrees with my theory. Ed, to this, he was talking about a story about Colt McCoy staying as the, in reference to an article, the stats, I think Cleveland led the NFL with drop balls last year, and that just adds fuel that he, McCoy, needs a little talent around him, and he'll show us what he can do. Like John Gruden told my son-in-law a month or so ago, do not worry about Cleveland. They're on the right track. Well, and I know Gruden was part of a conference call today, the ESPN analyst, former coach, Ohio native, that his comments, in addition to what I've heard from other folks around the league, is that there is a general feeling. I don't hear any real ringing endorsement saying, yeah, Colt's the guy, Colt's the team is set with Colt, on and on and on. But there is if there is any sort of consensus among people I've spoken with around the league, is that there's reason to believe he can improve. And then the question is how much, but he can improve with better people around him. With, as you point out, people who aren't dropping passes as often as a lot of the passes were dropped this past season. That's maddening, and that's hurtful to not only production, but development. Your quarterback who has receivers consistently dropping passes, that shakes your confidence too. It's not just the first thing we look at is, well, that's a receiver whose confidence, like Greg Little, that's a confidence issue with the receiver, or a concentration / lack of confidence issue with the guy on the receiving end. But the guy on the throwing end is impacted by that every month, every bit as much. I mean, you start to lose some trust in the people who are dropping the ball. So it'll be interesting to see, first of all, who's coming in to help him out, and I think there's every reason to believe this draft will produce those kinds of people, and how McCoy improves his game with the presence of that talent. I think it's reasonable to think, and I agree with you, Russ, that that's something to look at. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to turn into a Pro Bowler, he's going to be the be-all, end-all because of what happens this year. I'm saying you'll see a better performance. I think it's fair to say you'll see a better performance. And then the skeptic says, yeah, well, it can't get much worse. Okay. But I think it's reasonably better and noticeably better is what I'm expecting. Rob from Lambertville, Michigan, season ticket holder since 95. I understand the free agency philosophy, but until you improve this team, we are never going to get a star in here. We sign up a 7-year backup, Frosty Rucker, and promise him a starting job. I don't like the direction I see the team going every year. The plain dealer seems to dictate a lot of what you're doing. Peyton Hillis was the best running back in years. Everyone liked him, and he was a fan favorite. Hillis sold tickets. I still can't believe the Browns never drafted Clay Matthews' son. And now, look where he's at. Yeah, he's in Green Bay. Well, to your point of, okay, you don't like the direction and you don't like what was done in free agency, et cetera, with Frosty Rucker edition, I would say to you that where he was brought in at that position was the right way to go in terms of targeting a spot to make the team better. I can't tell you to feel better about what you don't feel good about because you're not seeing something. I'm not going to go there. That's not my intent with my response to this. And you acknowledge the philosophy of not going crazy in free agency, but you're not happy with what is there or what's been done. And you shouldn't be after 4-12. How could you? Or 5 wins prior and such. It feels like it's going backwards. It doesn't feel like it's improving. But I would just say to you, as this is my mindset, that the excitement that I have about what is coming our way in 15 days, the draft, and over the course of those few days, is where I think the hope should lie, where I believe this direction that you don't like can begin to change. But I attach it to what has happened in the two previous drafts. Those weren't wastes of time or wastes of picks. Good players were brought to this football team the past 2 years. Young guys on defense who will get better, a defense that I think will improve, a team that I think gets better when you connect the three drafts together, 2010, 2011, 2012, and the cumulative result of those drafts is where I think the issue that you have now with direction could change or I think should change, and you should expect it to change. And again, I hold the personnel people to this team to that, you know, hold it to that level of expectation that I want to see better, that I know, and I happen to know, and being in the building here, see the hard work, do talk with them on a regular basis, the folks who are doing the work, and I know they're not sitting in their offices twiddling their thumbs. They're doing a lot of stuff to research and put their board together. They're ready for this thing. They're telling me they want a draft now. I mean, they want the draft to happen now. They're that ready. They're that prepared. They're feeling very confident around here. You should know. And to your point about adding Frosty Rucker, again, while it was not a headline maker and one that makes anybody excited on the name, I do think it was the right guy for the right spot, and that the end result will be a noticeable upgrade over Jamie Mitchell at that end position. That's where I am on that. Doesn't have to be dynamic. It's not yet. It's not a headline maker, but I do think it makes the team better. Okay, we have got much more coming up, much more coming up. We're going to talk some draft, really drill into the draft with our good friend Scott Patrick, who covers the Browns. So stick around for that as you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to libertyford.com.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
It's your football. football fan, chances are it's been a lifelong passion. Did you know that over those same years, your oral care needs have also changed? From the ages of 30 to 50, science shows that plaque formation increases 337%, dry mouth increases 304%, and gingivitis increases 22,000%. So how do you fight oral aging with the grit and determination of a sports fan? Turn to Age Essential Mouthwash. It's so strong, it's been scientifically proven to kill germs for up to 16 hours, help prevent the effects of oral aging. Fight back and stay strong with Oasis Age Essential Mouthwash, available at your local Discount Drug Mart in the oral care section.
Is this the year you start checking off your goals? Like building your savings? Building your education? Or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to help you achieve your goals. So whatever it is you'd like to do, we're ready to help you do it. This is your year. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Ah, the sounds of spring are back in the air, and they're telling you to get out to Medina VW Mazda to take advantage of their spring savings. That's right, get out to 3950 Pearl Road in Medina and see my guys, Scott and Steve. Their staff is the best in Northeast Ohio. They're also home to the low price guarantee, and they don't play any sales games, so you know you're always getting the best deal on any VW or Mazda. Right now, lease the 2012 Jetta S for just $139 per month, or roll around in Motor Trends Car of the Year, the all-new Passat, for $199 per month. How about the new-look Beetle for just $209 per month? All for 36-month leases with just $19.99 due at signing. Rising gas prices putting a dent in your wallet? Then check out the Mazda 3 with SkyActiv technology. You'll get over 40 miles per gallon. It's all at Medina Volkswagen Mazda, 3950 Pearl Road in Medina, or online anytime, MedinaVWMazda.com. It's time to experience the Medina VW Mazda difference today.
Hi, this is Alex Mack, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, appreciating the fact that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Wednesday with us right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. Browns fans experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. In this segment, it's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. Pleased to have with us now Scott Patrick back on the show. He covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle Telegram. Scott, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me, Vic.
Well, Scott, the last piece that you wrote for your paper regarding the Browns draft situation, and we'll get into some other stuff, but in particular, I found this interesting that you addressed the idea that they need a quarterback, but you don't think they need Ryan Tannehill as the quarterback, as some or many, I don't know if the word is many, but certainly some national draft analysts seem to think they should get him.
Yeah, I think it's a real intriguing situation, because even though Colt McCoy may turn out to be the guy you need, he hasn't shown me enough. So I'm willing to say you need to go get another guy, and you can't win in this league without having your franchise quarterback. And the best place to find him is in the top five of the draft. However, I'm just not convinced that Tannehill's the guy. You know, you talk to people. I talked to his college coach, one of his quarterback coaches, who loves him, thinks he's going to be big time, but he's not ready yet. He'd be better served sitting out a year. And I'm just not sure the Browns are in a position to take a guy, number four, who you're going to have to bring along slowly, and who has a lot of risk to him, because he's an unknown. He's only started 19 games, so it seems like a lot of risk to take at number four.
Do you think, and I don't know how this thing will unfold, but if by some chance he's down there at that 22nd pick, or if the Browns maneuvered up from 22nd to somewhere in the middle of the round, would that be more palatable?
Yeah, I think it would be. And then I think it's close to a no-brainer. If he gets by Miami, and I look, you know, you look at a million mock drafts these days, and I saw one today that had him getting by Miami, all of a sudden, I think the Browns would be back in play. Because as it stands now, I think you have to consider Brandon Weeden at 22, which some people think is too high. So if you're going to take a 28-year-old, you know, guy at 22, maybe you take Tannehill if you like him better at 12 or 11 or 14, whatever you have to do to go get him. And then you have, you'd like to think, a playmaker at 4, your quarterback, you know, after the top 10, And then I kind of like how the draft is shaping up.
Yeah, my issue, and I'm in full agreement that four is way too high for him, but my issue, I guess, with taking him in the first round is that limited body of work, mm-hmm. that very limited body of work that I think creates a scenario where there's got to be a lot of development, and yet when you've got that first round label on you, the expectation is that there won't be a long development, that you're going to be pushed out there again. Andy Dalton, and you know, people will start using those names, and Cam Newton, and you know, whatever. They'll go down the list of rookies who played Christian Ponder and did something as rookies, but particularly the successful people like Dalton and Newton, and yet he's not that guy, I don't think. In fact, I'm fairly certain he isn't, and that the last thing you'd want to do is push him out there with only those 20 starts, and so much about his game that I see is so raw.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. And I think that's an area the Browns are really probably going to debate until right up until the draft is how long-term do you go with the approach to the first few picks in the draft? Because I think at number four, they could have Morris Claiborne, the LSU corner, ranked number one on their board when right. they get to number four. And then you decide, well, he's not a huge need. He's not as big a need as, say, running back or receiver. So do we take him there, and then all of a sudden we have one less need filled when we get done with the first two or three rounds? And I think that's just a quandary that Tom Hecker's going to have to decide, because I don't think the Browns are going to be built to win huge in 2012. So if we get to 2014, their playoff team, nobody's going to look back at 2012 and say, you know what, Claiborne's a bad pick at number four.
Right.
However, the pressure from the fans, I think there's some pressure from the media that you have to kind of address these, what some people consider huge holes. And I just don't know how you balance that with taking care of it right now, yet Claiborne or Tannehill would be the right pick come 2014 or 15.
Yeah, because you could see, well, certainly Claiborne could make the immediate contribution and help the defense, which I think by extension helps the offense.
Sure.
If your defense is locking things down, Joe Hayden and Morris Claiborne on those edges there, and then and if your defense is improved. But it's that quarterback pick that is a difficult one to wrap your mind around. You brought up Brandon Whedon's name. I don't think I'd be upset if I saw him end up in a Browns uniform, say, again, with that second first-round pick or perhaps a second-round pick, that 37th pick, because I see in him, and the difference that I see besides their ages with Tannehill and Whedon, okay, he's 28, he'll be 29, I think, Whedon, by the start of the season, right? But he's got a nice arm. It's a difference making. It's mm-hmm. the arm that looks like you say, wow, this guy can really throw it and maybe throw it through the conditions, through the weather, through the wind that we know is here in Northeast Ohio. Two, he looks so poised and has a sense of command and leadership. He looks the part of a quarterback.
Yeah.
With Tannehill, I still see a young man who is not entirely sure that, oh yeah, I'm the quarterback, right? That he doesn't take as much command as I guess I want to see from the player at the position. I'm not saying he wouldn't get there, but I think there's some of those natural traits that you carry up when you started playing that position at an early age. And maybe some of that, Scott, is that he was a receiver at at Texas A&M, and that maybe that took away from it a little bit.
No, you're right. And you know, I watched Tannehill. He played my Northwestern Wildcats in the bowl game, so I saw every snap. I rewatched the game, and the athleticism jumps out at you. And I saw him when he played receiver, and he was impressive when he played receiver, but I don't think he made the throws that you go, oh my gosh, you know. And he made a couple questionable decisions, I thought. Not that they all don't, but you know, you watch Whedon and you watch him in that bowl game, and he jumps out at you, and he has a huge arm. And we talked to John Gruden on a conference call today, and he said if you compare Whedon's top 20 throws versus all the other quarterbacks coming out, Luck, Griffin, Tannehill, he goes, his 20 best throws are better than those guys. He said he's got a huge arm. He loved how he could find the one-on-one matchups with Justin Blackmon. So, to me, the only question around Whedon is the age, and that's not a holdup.
No.
I would take right. him. If you get 7 good years out of him, he's only 35, 36. Guys play quarterback that old all the time.
I was going to say, Roger Staubach, a lot of guys came in with later starts to their careers.
Yeah.
Kurt Warner, and had good, long careers.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers sat for 3 years, right? So, I mean,
Rich Cannon.
Yeah, so that would not scare me. And therefore, I think he's automatic at 37, and I would have no problem at 22 taking him there. I think they kind of freeze up your draft a little bit.
We're visiting with Scott Petrick. He covers the Browns for the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. You also see his work in the Medina Gazette. Now, Scott, in general, with let's go back to the fourth pick, and we're in agreement that there isn't a quarterback that we see the Browns taking there. At least you and I don't. again, Tom Eckert and the others may have a different idea, but let's talk about what we think. That what position or what player gives you that comfort? You referenced Maurice Claiborne, and I guess a case could be made that when you put a board together, you could see him being higher rated than pretty much any offensive player left, other than maybe a Matt Khalil, who, again, we presume has gone to the Vikings at three. The two quarterbacks, Robert Griffin III and Andrew Luck, are gone as well, presumably by four. So do you say that in itself is a little bit of a no-brainer, or are you leaning in the direction of so many people to Trent Richardson, who people say, there's your safest pick?
Yeah, here's what it comes down to for me. Normally, at number four, I think you can only take certain positions. Quarterback, cornerback, defensive line.
Like end, pass.
And even maybe a tackle, you know, Darius went high last year. Or left tackle. And to me, that's it. Those are the only positions you feel real comfortable at number four. Mm-hmm. I didn't include running back or receiver or right tackle, and that's where you get in with Khalil, Justin Blackmon, and Richardson. So having said that, I would feel most comfortable with Claiborne, and I'd have no problem lining him and Hayden up. You know, you could move Sheldon Brown to try him at safety if you wanted to. And all of a sudden, you strengthen the defense, which has already made improvements last year. So I kind of think that's the easiest pick. The problem with that is the Browns don't necessarily need a cornerback at number four. They need a running back. They need a receiver. So, and if you take, you know, you run out the scenarios, and I'm sure Tom Hecker's doing this, and if you take Claiborne at four and Whedon at 22, let's say, all of a sudden you get to 37 and you haven't addressed running back or receiver,
right,
which or right tackle, which people think are three huge needs. So I think that's the holdup. I think he says, well, if I take Claiborne, maybe the rest of the draft doesn't play out like I want. If I take Trent Richardson or Blackmon, then I can kind of, you know, maneuver the rest of the draft how I see fit. Mm-hmm. And if the pick is between Richardson and Blackmon, I take Richardson because I don't love Blackmon, and I don't think there's a huge difference between him and the second and third receivers in the draft.
Yeah, I'm with you in the idea that if you look at Richardson, you could also just say, okay, it's a 4-year investment here. You're gonna make a fourth overall pick for a 4-year investment doesn't seem like it's given you enough. But truly, with a running back, I think those first 4 years are about the best years you're going to see, generally speaking. Even a really good one, things start to tail off afterward, which is why those second contracts for running backs get a little bit difficult and challenging to negotiate, because what are you paying for? You're mostly paying for past production.
Past value, yeah.
So past value.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's something to consider, and his knee injury, the recovery from that also comes into play. With regard to Justin Blackmon, I just think that I'm not sure if he's getting the love that he's getting by some people because he's just the best of what's available at more of a down year at the position versus, say, last year when you had the A.J. Greens and the Julio Joneses. I'm wondering about that a little bit.
I think that's true. I think he's pushed up by the fact that he's probably the best guy, best receiver in this class, and his numbers are great. I mean, he's huge production.
Yeah.
And, you know, and everybody likes, it cracks me up when, you know, you talk draft, we've talked draft forever, that you got to look at his production, and then as soon as he comes to the pros, and, he's not even 6'1", he's not a speedster, you know, when you line up all your wide receivers, he's not one of the fastest, wouldn't be one of the fastest in the league. And then if he were to struggle, people would say, well, he struggles because he's not tall enough and he's not fast enough. So I think those traits are necessary in the NFL, and that's why you look for guys who are 6'4 and run a 4.3 40 when you're drafting in the top five. And that's why he would scare me away, and I don't know if he's necessarily a difference maker. I know you have to get playmakers for whoever's quarterbacking, but I don't see him as a top five pick. So then for me it becomes Claiborne versus Richardson. Richardson would have probably a bigger impact immediately, shorter shelf life, and the league's going away from the running back. So I don't think it's an easy decision at all.
All right, so I'll give you the chance to make this difficult decision. You're on the clock for four, and you're picking for the Browns? I would pick Claiborne.
Okay, and then you're on the clock for 22, and I know this is a leap of faith because,
sure,
you know, a lot can change, but go ahead. Give me your other first round.
I think I take Whedon.
Okay.
Unless I was confident he'd be there 37, and then I'd probably take Kendall Wright or the best right tackle on the board.
That's right. Okay. All right. I'm with you on both. Those are all logical, sensible types of picks, and that's why you're on the show. We love it. Scott, great stuff. Thank you for taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Vic.
He is Scott Petrick. Again, you can check his work out at the Elyria Chronicle Telegram and the Medina Gazette covers the Browns. Also follow him on Twitter at @ScottPetrak. All right. Much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hi, I'm Evan Moore. I made my way onto the Cleveland Browns by keeping my head in the game and blocking out all other distractions. I do the same thing when I'm driving my car. That means putting the phone down, keeping my eyes on the road, and buckling up. Every trip, every time. So whether you're just driving around town or to the stadium, never let distracted driving take you out of the game. This message provided by the Ohio Department of Public Safety.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines. The riding season has begun. Celebrate and venture in Harley-Davidson. Lunch is on us Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Get your bike road ready and stock up with up to 20% off on oil. Get yourself road ready with up to 20% off on leather jackets, rain gear, and boots. It all starts here. The 2012 riding season at Century Harley-Davidson. Stop in now and test ride any new 2012 model. Plus, get a $1,000 accessory and apparel package with the purchase of select new models. Motorcycles. Schedule your demo online at CenturyHD.com or stop and take a ride on our Jumpstart Motorcycle Simulator. Feel what it's like to ride a real Harley-Davidson motorcycle. No riding experience required. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Free lunch and demos daily. It's time to ride, Ohio. Time to celebrate at Century Harley-Davidson in Medina. I-71 and Route 18. Online at CenturyHD.com.
This is Jim Swayze. You know, Half Price Books turns 40 years old this year, and that's a pretty big deal in my book, pardon the pun. Hey, time warp back to 1972 if you can. The Godfather, The Last Picture Show, Led Zeppelin, The Waltons, and Half Price Books opened its first store for those of us with a passion for reading, a conscience for the environment, and an eye for a bargain. Almost everything's half price or less, and things have only gotten better. Sure, technology's changed a lot, but like I tell Jenny, Half Price Books is the only place where books, music, and movies find you. We never leave the store without a stack of things we had no idea we were looking for. Each store is super easy to shop with lots of friendly folks to help. These days, the best reason you should visit Half Price Books is because, well, you deserve it. Half Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Menor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Hey, Browns fans, Vic Carucci here, talking to you about my good friends at Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. With over 30 years in Northeast Ohio, it's certain Liberty Ford will make your next vehicle purchase an easy one. A friendly and knowledgeable staff paired with high-quality customer service makes the Liberty experience impossible to beat. Plus, their guaranteed financing, award-winning service department, and body shop just add to it. Visit Liberty Ford today or go to LibertyFord.com. Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Enjoying that you hung out with us for this full hour here, or as much of it as you were able to hang out with us for. And this Ask Vic question, response, I should say, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Responses to your questions submitted to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. From Facebook, Thomas, don't pass on Richardson. He's the only franchise back in this draft and is far and away the best in this year's class. I'd go along with that. There's much more depth at wide receiver. That second pick in the first round should be used on a wideout or a right tackle. Like the way you think, Thomas, generally speaking, because it does, I think, fall like that. Richardson, it's pretty much Richardson, and then the next guy is, who is the next guy, right? Because it takes a while to really find that guy. And, yeah, you could find probably three wideouts with a first-round grade besides Justin Blackmon. I mean, you have Michael Floyd, of course, and you know the characters, and Kendall Wright, the suspects, whatever we want to call them. Corey, via Facebook, got to go Richardson at four. There are so many good wide receivers that you can get one with the later picks, essentially reinforcing what Thomas just said. Joshua, could we, just for once, actually keep the pick we sucked enough to earn and draft Trent Richardson so we could get more than 1 yard on first down? I like that, Joshua. How about this one? Zach via Facebook. No quarterback needed. Don't drink and draft. You've made enough bad decisions. Wow, Zach, you're a little rough on us here. Great running back and two wide receivers. It would be nice to see big plays this year. I mean, I think that's the theme. I just added just because you turned a nice phrase there. But in truth, I think this team can help itself. And I'm not as worried as you are, Zach. They won't drink and draft. All right. We want to thank Alex Mack and Scott Petrick and Drew Boatner and Danielle Lavelli and our great producer, Dave DiNatale. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.